Well, thank you, Carl, for joining us after that one. Quite an interesting game. In the first half, I thought Ensford should have been winning, but it's a classic Wolfie smash and grab, really.
Yeah, I suppose it was a bit end-to-end in the first half. Not really what I wanted to say, to be honest. I suppose it's quite quite good for supporters and stuff like that, but it just looked like we'd not played for the amount of time that we have. There's been a Christmas in between it, especially in that first half. Like you say, Wolfie's done what he does best, and give us something to try and hang on to. But again, we've kind of switched off and killed ourselves.
I think in the first half defensively, we're a lot more. I'm not going to say solid, but a lot more sturdy than when we were against Gloucester. So I suppose that's a solid
the line was higher, so that makes it look more compact. But we needed to get them closed down a little bit quicker, which is difficult when some of the play was a lot of ball going back to front. It's one of them. I just think that we look like we had a game called off, and they look like they played and had a good win on Saturday, and obviously their tails were up. Probably over the past, especially this season, there's been games like that where we'd have come away with a defeat.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's a definite plus point.
And it's a weird one as well, because midway through that second half, I would have said we'll take the point, but then towards the end, during the floodlight failure issue, it was only one team that was looking like
they were
going to win it.
Yeah, I think they'd settled for the point. You could see that by the time wasting, and then afterwards, we've got in the ascendancy, and another day. One of the chances goes in. They're battling for everything. We've got a new manager in, and I think you can see that.
Yeah, and introduction of Craig Linfield. He's not featured really in a month or so. Good to see him back.
Yeah. He's just been circumstance more than anything. Okay, he's been very frustrated with his lack of opportunities. What I thought he did quite a good job. We've been playing a little bit of a different shape, and today it just suited to go back to a 4-3-3 at the time than we did, and I thought it was quite a positive move.
And Bradford Park Avenue coming up on the second, any injuries going into that one, or what are you expecting?
No, I'm hoping everybody will be fit. Obviously Rory Fallon's still out and Sam Maidler's away, so, but other than that, I'm hoping everybody will be fit and available.
Well, happy new year, Carl, and
cheers.
All the best.
Cheers, man.